就是要同心的来寻求神的面。
Today, we want to thank God that we gather together to seek God's presence.
寻求他的赦免和洁净。
Seek for His forgiveness and purification.
寻求他的安慰和引导。
Seek His comfort and guidance.
上帝非常喜悦他的子民来寻求他的面。
It will please God when his children want to seek his presence.
他应许我们说，凡寻找的就必寻见。
Because he promised us that whoever want to seek him will find him.
愿今天神对我们每一个人讲话，
May God speaks to every one of us.
让我们在寻求的当中能够听到神的引导和安慰。
So we can find his comfort and guidance.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，谢谢你邀请你的儿女，也欢迎你的儿女来到你的面前来敬拜，来寻求。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you have invited us and you welcome us to seek your presence.
我们来到你的面前就是要敬拜你。
When we come before you, we want to worship you.
照着你所应许的，什么时候我们转向你，你就在那里等候我们。
As you promised, whenever we turn to you, you are waiting for us.
当我们转向你的时候，求你来赦免我们的罪，
Please forgive us when we turn to you.
赦免我们过去这一个星期在言语上得罪你、得罪人的地方。
Forgive us when we speak against you and against others.
赦免我们在行为上面偏离你道路的时候，
Forgive us when we stray away from your teaching.
赦免我们在各样的事上没有做好忠心管家的这个罪啊！
Forgive us when we are not a loyal servant in your house.
愿你的圣灵来洁净我们的心思意念。
May the Holy Spirit purify our heart and our soul.
然后我们今天就在你的面前重新的立志来遵行你的话。
Let us determine to obey your words today.
这个时候，我们也为我们的国家来代祷。
We also want to pray for our country.
求你怜悯这个国家和国家里面的人民。
Please show your mercy to this country and the people.
你说以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
You told us, whoever live around the God and respect you as our leader, those people are blessed.
然而，当我们离开神，不遵行神的道的时候，那国就是有祸的了。
However, when we stray away from God, then we will be cursed.
当我们看到这个社会当中充满各样的谎言、欺诈、不公义、不公平的事的时候，我们祈求你的怜悯。
We pray for your mercy. When we see the society is filled with lies, disinformation, and all kinds of sin.
求你怜悯这里的人，让他们都有一颗回转的心来转向你。
Please show your mercy to people in this country that everyone will turn to you.
求你也保守在上掌权者的心。
Please also guard the hearts of those who are in power.
阻止他们不要，真是快快的偏离上帝的旨意。
Stop them from straying away from your will.
使这个国家里的人可以平安度日。
So people in this country can live in peace.
可以专心的来寻求你的面。
Can focus on seeking your presence.
谢谢你为你所赐给我们的各样的福气，我们献上感恩。
We want to thank you for all kinds of blessings you have given us.
当我们仰望前面的道路的时候，我们也交在你的手中。
When we look ahead, we give our path ahead in your hand.
我们知道，不管明天发生什么样的事情，你都是掌管的那位神。
We know you are in control no matter what happens tomorrow.
我们把接下来的时间分别为圣来归给你。
Now we want to give the rest of the time to you in your hand.
请你赐给我们专心来听你的话。
Please bless us that we can focus on your words.
除去一切的搅扰，
So we will not be disturbed.
让我们也立定心智来遵行你的道。
And help us to determine to follow your words.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名，
In Jesus' name.
阿门。
Amen.
感谢主啊，我们今天又来敬拜神。
Thanks God that we have the opportunity to worship God.
从今年开始呢，我从神那里有一个感动啊，跟大家讲这个系列叫真虔诚。
Because starting from today, I feel like I have the inspiration that I want to share with you what is the true worship.
那今天是第二讲哈，我们从上个星期主日就开始了哈。那跟大家来思考哈，去伪存真，让我们真实的活在上帝的面前。
Well, today is the second of this second a message of this series that's pounded together. What is the true worship?
因为在教会里面呢，有三种人。
Because there are three different kind of people in church.
第一种人是真正得救的人。
The first group are those who truly saved.
第二种呢是还没有得救的人。
The second groups are people who have not been saved.
那在教会里面还有第三种人，就是以为自己得救，但实际上没有真正得救的人。
And the third groups are those who think they have been saved. Actually, they have not been saved.
大家看到的这个图片呢，应该不陌生了。
I guess you're not unfamiliar with this picture.
因为这个 David 李长老哈，在传讲他的信息系列当中呢，有一个信息就是讲这个十个童女的比喻。
Because in the past message that Elder David Lee shared with us, he talked about the 10 virgins.
那这个图片呢，就是他在传讲信息时的使用的一张图片。
And this is one of the picture from his message.
这里有十个童女，
There are 10 virgins.
那五个被称为聪明的童女，
Five of them are called a smart Virgin.
另外五个被称为愚拙的童女。
The other five were called the stupid Virgin.
他们外表上看起来呢，都是很相近的。
They look similar from outside.
他们这个年龄相近，因为都是童女。
And they are the similar age because they're all virgin young maid.
那他们穿的衣服呢，可能都很类似的。
They even dress up the same.
他们做的事情呢，也是一样的。
They also do the same thing.
他们都出来呢，准备迎接新郎的到来。
They all come out ready to welcome the bride, groom.
甚至他们手里拿的东西都是一样的，
They even carry the same lamp, oil lamp.
每个人都拿着灯。
Everybody carries an oil lamp.
啊，那个时候在以色列当中，这个灯呢，就是用这个泥烧成的一个小容器。
During that time, the lamp that they carry basically was made from clay.
那这个小的容器当中呢，放上这个橄榄油。
And they put the olive oil inside of this lamp.
那这个就是他们所使用的这个灯的样式。
So this is the lamp they use for their daily life.
但他们唯一不同的就是，聪明的童女不仅有灯，而且预备了油。
The only difference is that those who are smart not only carry the lamp, but they also prepare extra oil.
所以他们手中的灯不光是一种的装饰，而且真正能够发挥灯的功效。
So the lamp is not only a decoration, it actually is in function.
但是愚拙的童女呢，她们有灯却没有预备油。
However, those are stupid versions, they just carry the lamp without oil.
所以这件事情是什么时候被显明出来的呢？
So, how the difference is being revealed?
就是在主耶稣基督来的时候，这个新郎到来的时候，这个区别就被显出来了。
So the differences will be revealed when the bridegroom, which means the Jesus, when he came.
当这个新郎没有来之前，他们十个童女都睡着，都打瞌睡了。
Because, before the arrival of the bridegroom, they all fell asleep.
但是当新郎来到的时候，五个聪明的童女就把灯点起来了。
But when the bridegroom arrived, those smart virgin just light up the lamp with oil.
他们就欢迎新郎，而且陪着新郎一起进入那个欢庆的婚宴当中。
So they came, welcome the bridegroom and accompany him into the banquet, wedding banquet.
但是这五个愚拙的童女，因为没有油，他们必须去找油，以至于错过了进入这个婚宴的机会。
And yet, the other five virgin, because they didn't prepare the oil, they have to look for the oil, and unfortunately, they missed the banquet.
所以这个比喻，这幅图画呢，也是在描述我们今天在教会里面的光景。
So this picture can actually describe what happened in today's church.
然后每周大家都来参加聚会。
Because every Sunday, people all come together to join the worship.
我们遇到困难的时候，我们都知道去祷告。
We all know that we need to pray to God when we encounter difficulties in our life.
甚至我们都去读圣经来听道。
And that we all study Bible and listen to God's word.
但是这两者之间有一个本质的区别。
But there's an important difference in nature.
对，当主来的时候，主对那个愚拙的童女说：“我实在的告诉你们，我不认识你们。
So when Jesus come back again, he will tell those stupid version that actually I do not know you.
”所以，这五个愚拙的童女虽然是在教会里面，但是他们没有真正的重生得救。
So it means that even those a young version, they always stay in the church, they have not truly been saved.
他们有外在的这些做的事情，甚至预备的那个灯盏。
From the outside, they have the appearance as a virgin and a Christian.
但是它里面没有油，没有那个重生得救的那个真实的生命。
However, they do not have the oil ready, which means that they don't have the born again, the life inside of their body.
所以这是神感动我要传讲这个系列信息的原因。
That's why, I was inspired by God to share this message with you today.
过去一年，我们反反复复领受的信息就是主来的日子快到了。
Because in the past years, the main message we received was that the second time of Jesus coming is approaching.
不仅是从讲台的信息上，
Not only from the message in the church.
从我们的读经聚会当中，
From our Bible study.
而且观察我们所生活的这个时代当中所发生的事情，也不断的一再在印证这个事情就快发生了。
And what happened in our life actually multiple times confirm this truth.
当主真正到来的那一日，这一切的真相都会被显明了。
When Jesus come, all the truths will be revealed.
真的信徒和以为得救但没有真正得救的信徒会被分开的。
Those who truly saved and those who have not been saved will be separated apart.
这件事情如此的重要，是关乎我们每一个人永恒的归宿的。
Because this is so important and which is, you know, related to our eternal life.
所以越是当主的来的日子越近的时候呢，我们越当警醒，把这件事情一定要搞清楚。
So the closer to Jesus' second coming, it's more urgent that we have to realize this true message.
来重新的来检验我们自己是否真正的重生得救了。
So we have to ask ourselves, have we been saved truly?
是否真的预备好了，当主来的那日，我们可以确定，有把握，我们可以跟主同在一起。
So are we sure that when our Lord comes again, we can be with him to the banquet?
上一周啊，跟大家分享的第一篇信息就是基督徒有一个标记的，就是他们喜爱神的话语。
So last week I shared a message that there is a mark of true Christians. Those who love God's words are true Christians.
就是真正重生得救的基督徒，他从重生的那一刻开始呢，就有一种与生俱来的灵里面的一种的特征。
Because those who are born again Christian, there is a special characteristics, you know, in their lives.
他们喜欢来听，喜欢来读，喜欢来花时间在神的话语上。
Because they enjoy studying and listening to God's word.
那今天呢，我们继续来看啊，照着这个雅各书的顺序，我们看到这批人不光喜欢听，喜欢读神的话。更重要的是他们喜欢遵行神的话。
So following this message, today we want to look at James, the books of James. Those who are truly born again not only enjoy reading God's word, they want to obey God's word.
我们不光是喜欢读圣经，听圣经，甚至跟别人分享圣经，这些都是好的。
Well,It's good that we love to listen and study, even share God's word.
然而更重要的表现是说愿意去遵行。
However, it's more important that we are willing to obey God's word.
让我们读到的圣经的话呢，对我们的生命产生影响。
So God's words can have a true impact in our life.
改变我们说话的方式。
So, you know, the way we speak can be changed.
改变我们对待别人的那种的方式。
So the way we treat the others can be changed.
我们里面有一颗愿意遵行的心，这是一个重生得救的基督徒的一个很重要的标记。
So, there's a true mark of true Christians that we have a heart that we are willing to obey God.
这是今天我们要读到的经文告诉我们的这个很重要的一个信息。
So this is the main message of the Bible verses we are going to study today.
我们不只是听到读经，而且是行出神的话语来。
Not only we listen and study God's word, we have to obey and practice God's word.
我们里面有一颗重生以后与生俱来带来的一种的灵里面的本能，就是愿意。
So after we are born again, there is a nature that in our life that we want to, we're willing to do this.
罗马书七章十五节是这样讲的，保罗描述啊基督徒重生之后的一种的状态，就是说，因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不去做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
In Romans chapter 7 and verses 15, there's a description of what happened to Christian. He said, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do.
不是每一次重生得救的基督徒都一定行出他所明白的道理。
So it's not that a born-again Christian can actually do what he understand.
有软弱的时候，有跌倒失败的时候。
There's a time the Christian feel weak or even stumble.
但是很重要的，他说我所愿意的，我没有去做。
But the very important point is that you know he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
他里面有一个愿意的心。
At least there's a willing heart.
从他里面，他是愿意去行道的。
Because inside of him, he is willing to practice and follow God's word.
这是只有重生的人才有的这种特点。
Only born again Christians have this characteristics.
当他做不到的时候，他会觉得很失望，
He will feel disappointed when he couldn't do this.
甚至他很强烈的自责在里面产生。
He even has the guilt inside of him.
如果还没有相信耶稣的人，不是重生得救的基督徒，他有一天没有读圣经，他不会觉得这是什么大不了的事情。
Because, you know, when someone is not a born again Christian, he didn't feel guilty if he didn't study Bible.
但是重生得救的基督徒，他如果有一天有一段时间没有好好的读神的话，他里面就觉得不对劲。
But if you are born again Christian and you will feel guilty and uncomfortable if you didn't study Bible.
罗马书7章19节说：“故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。”
That's why for I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
这在描述基督徒都经历过的一种的灵里面的挣扎。
This is a description of the internal struggle that all Christians have gone through.
你我都经历过的，
You and I have this experience.
连保罗也经历过的，
Even Apostle Paul have experienced this.
就是我们重生得救以后，里面有一个不同的生命了。
Because if we are born again, then there is a new life inside of us.
跟原先的我那原来的那个我不一样的，
And this new life is different from the old life.
所以我们常常的会面对内心的这种挣扎。
So there is a struggle, internal struggle.
然而，这种愿意的心、愿意行善的心，正是我们重生得救的一个标记。
However, this, you know, will to do good is an important mark to confirm that we are born again.
约翰福音14章23节说：“耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我要到他那里去，与他同住。
From John chapter 14, verses 23, Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
约翰一书2章3到4节讲得更清楚，这里讲说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他里面了。
And the first John chapter 2 verses 3 to 4 it's given an even clearer definition. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
这是我们今天读的雅各书，从1章22节开始给我们讲述的这个，不仅是听道，而且要行道的这个道理。
This is what we are going to learn from Book of Jacob's, from chapter 1, verses 22 to 27.
我们读到这样的话，听到这样的话以后，我们里面就有一个反应，说这话讲的有理。
When we study and listen to those words, you know, there's a voice inside of us. We will say that, yeah, this makes sense.
这种内在的声音是出于我们在基督里重生的那个新的生命。
The voices come from the born again life inside of us.
这种对神的话语的认同、接受， 并且心里面愿意去做的那种心呢，正是我们重生的标记。
Because this is a mark to confirm we are born again Christian when we have this nature to willing to listen and receive God's word.
雅各书一章二十二节说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Books James chapter 1 verses 22. Do not merely listen to the word and also deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
每次我们来到主日当中的时候，我们来敬拜神，也来听神要对我们讲的话。
Every Sunday we come to worship God and also want to listen to what God wants to say to us.
而且不仅是听听而已，里面有一种的想法，有一种的追求，就是说听听看，今天神要对我讲什么话，我应该怎样去遵行神的话。
We're not just here to listen, but inside of us, there is a voice asks us not to listen, but we want to know what God is going to teach me. How am I going to follow this word?
所以每次来参加主日崇拜的时候，心里是有一种期待的。
So every time we come to worship God, there is an expectation from us.
神今天要对我现在所生活的环境面对的问题呢，来给我引导，来给我光，来照亮我们的路。
Because every time we listen to God's word, we are expecting God's guidance, that God can light up us, you know, to according to our environment and the circumstances.
所以每次都预备我们的心，甚至朝着这个方向去祷告，求神今天来引导我。
So that's why we prepare our heart before our worship, even we pray to get us prepared for His word.
包括我们听到之后，这个主日聚会结束之后，我们也不简简单单就是把听过的东西就摆在一边。
Now, even after the sermon, we are not just, you know, put aside what we just heard.
每次读过一段的圣经，每次听了一篇的讲道，我们心里都有一种的回应出来。
Because after each sermon, there is a response, you know, there is the time that we will ponder those words.
要么是我们心中的一些想法被神的话语所确认。
One is that some of the thoughts can be confirmed by God's word.
让我们更有信心地坚持走这一条正确的道路。
So we are more confident that we have to be firm and follow the path we are already on.
有的时候是被纠正哦，指出我们生命当中的偏差、错误和所犯的罪，让我们再回归到那条正路上去。
Sometimes God's word can correct us, so He will help us to repent andturn back to the path that we should head to.
所以只是听听而已，听到的人和听了以后愿意遵行的人当中是有区别的。
So there's a difference from those who just listen to a sermon and from those who listen and willing to obey.
这个区别呢，就像在同一个课堂里面有两种不同的学生一样。
The difference is like, you know, in the same class, there are two different groups of students.
有一种学生是正式注册的，交过钱的啊，按照学分付费以后要做正式学生的人。
One of these groups are officially registered and who have paid their tuition.
那另外一组的学生是旁听生。
The other groups are just guest students, auditors.
他们也付费啊，但是付的费要比正式学生要少。
And they also pay tuition, but it's much less than the official registered students.
作为旁听生，他们的心态很不一样。
They have a very different attitude as auditors.
他可以来听。
They can come and listen to the lecture.
但不用去做老师布置的作业。
But they don't have to do the assignments that are given by the teacher.
也不用参加最后的考试，可以拿到学分。
and they don't have to join the exam and get the credit.
在神的面前，我们千万不要做这种的旁听生。
So if when we come to God, we don't want to be one of those auditors.
因为真正蒙福的那一部分还不在于我们听到神的话，而是在于我们行出神的话来。Because
the true blessing doesn't just come from the word we listen, but from the word that we actually obey and follow.
所以在我们来到神的话语之前，来到这个敬拜聚会当中的时候，我们要求神给我们这样一种的立志，一种定志来遵行神的话。So
when we come to worship God, we have to pray that God will help us to determine to follow and obey His word.
这是我们行道的人的第一个特征。So
this is one of the first mark of those who obey God's word.
就是我们里面有一个定制，有一个决定，不仅是听到，而且要行出神的道来。So
this is the internal determination that we not only listen to God's word, but we want to follow and obey God's word.
接下来雅各给我们一个例子，说就像照镜子一样。And
then James gave us an example. It's like we are look like people are trying to see our image from a mirror.
他说，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。He
said, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away immediately. And forget that.
听到的时候呢，就好像对着镜子看自己的本来面目。Because
when you listen to God's words, it's like you are watching yourself from a mirror.
这个本来面目啊，这个意思是说他生来时候长的那个样子。You know, what
it means here is that it was how you look like when you were born.
当他照这个镜子的时候，是要看清楚自己的本来面目。So
when he look at the mirror, he wants to find his true face.
我们现在出门的时候都戴上口罩了。Nowadays,
when we goes out, we put on mask.
但是回到家里，你照镜子的时候，你绝对会把那个口罩摘下来。But
when you come home and look at the mirror, usually you will take off the mask.
因为照镜的目的是为了看清楚你的样子。Because
the purpose to look at the mirror is wants to, you know, look how you really look like.
而且通常在照镜的地方，这个光线一定要好。And
usually, there's enough light, when you look at the mirror.
这样让我们看得更清楚。So
we can, see ourselves, more clearly.
而且可能不止一个镜子，正面有镜子，侧面有镜子，这样让我们看到正面也看到侧面。Sometimes
even there's more than one mirror, so you can see from the front side and from the back side.
这就像我们读神的话一样。This
is like the time when we listen to God's word.
这就像我们听到一样，我们听到不是在照别人，而是在照我们自己。
Because when we listen to God's word, we are looking at our true face. It's not looking at others' face.
当我们听到的时候，我们把自己的心向神完全的敞开，让神的光来照。So
when we listen to God's words, we open our heart so God can shed His light on our heart.
保罗说，我们现在来到神的面前，要除去我们心上的帕子，就好像那个口罩一样。
So Paul, that's why Apostle Paul said, when we come before God, we want to remove the clothes on our heart. It's just like we remove the mask from our face.
让我们的心摆在上帝的面前，让神来鉴察，也让我们自己能够看清楚我们的本相。
So we put our heart in front of God, that God can review it, and we also can see the true nature of ourselves.
神的话有这种的能力，可以显明出来，它可以光照我们的心，来指出我们哪些需要被修改的地方、悔改的地方。
There is a power in God's word that He can really reveal our heart and also showed us, you know, what we need to repent and how can we change ourselves.
所以他说，不光是看见呢，啊，不光是看见就走了，而且不光是看见走了之后就忘了，而是实际的能够行出神的话来。
So here it just said that you cannot just look at the mirror, or you just look at yourself and it immediately goes away. It's important that you have to obey and follow the word. So here it points out the second mark of a person who follow God's word. The second mark is that those people will act quickly.
不仅是心里有这样的一种的志向，有这样的决定啊，我要去行神的道。
Not only they are determined to do what God says,
而是抓住那个最宝贵的时间，是现在，是快快的去行神的道。
But they also have to act quickly, right at the moment.
你知道，当我们听神的道的时候啊，有各种各样的事情发生。
You know, when we listen, when we're listening to God's word, a lot of things could happen.
有的时候，当我们听到或者读经的时候呢，我们发觉好像我们里面的心就是没有在这个神的话语上面。Sometimes
we discover that when we listen to God's word, you know, our heart seems like a wander somewhere else.
好像我们人在这里，好像心并不在这里。It
seems like you know we're physically present. We're in a physical presence in front of God, but our heart just went somewhere else.
好像我们听的时候呢，这个话好像从这边进那边就出去了，没有对我们产生什么影响。Sometimes
God's word just come from, you know, it just entered one from one ear and go out from the other ears. It seems like no impact at all.
那常常呢还会发生，就是说我们。 我们聚会结束以后，马上其他的事情就占据我们的心思意念。And
sometimes, you know, right after the worship, something happened, and our heart was fully occupied.
哎呀，我这个中午该吃什么样的饭呢？
For example, what should we eat for lunch?
啊，下午应该去做什么事情？
What should we do in the afternoon?
啊，我要跟这个人找这个人讲什么样的话了？
What should I speak to another person?
以至于这些事情就把我们的心给占满、占据、挤住了，让我们听的道好像没有留下来。It
seems like you know our heart was fully occupied by all these things, that so what we just heard did not stay.
所以，当我们决定要行出神话语的时候，要注意哈。当我们听到，我们心里被提醒之后呢，我们在听到当中。 还没有离开这个聚会之前，我们心里就要做好预备。So,
when we listen to God's word, we have to prepare ourselves even before the conclusion of the worship. We have to prepare ourselves.
不要等到以后，不要等到明天，而是我今天就要采取行动。So,
don't wait till tomorrow or wait in the future. We have to act at the moment.
对，什么时候是行道的最好的时候呢？
So what is the best time to obey and follow the God's word?
就是现在。
Right now.
第三个行道之人的特点就是说，他不是一次性的，他是持久的、坚持的去行。
And the third characteristics of a true Christian is that not only he decided to act quickly, but he can continue persistently to do it.
1章25节说，唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Book James chapter 1 verses 25, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
这里两个形容词来形容神的话。
He used two descriptions for God's word.
一个形容词叫全备的。
one is the perfect use.
神的话是可以造出我们生命生活的方方面面的。
Because God's words can reveal all parts of our life.
你只要每次来到神的面前，用心去读神的话，用心去听神的话，你一定能够听到神对你所讲的声音。
So each time when you listen to God's words and study God's word, as long as you concentrate, and you will definitely hear His voice.
神的话是使人自由的。
God's words can set you free.
神的话可以断开我们身上各种各样的捆绑的。
He can untie all our boundaries.
他可以指出我们的罪，让我们脱离罪的那个奴，使我们做奴仆的辖制。
He can set us free from the sin. We won't be enslaved by sin again.
让我们在真理当中得到真正的自由。
So we can be truly set free in God's truth.
那这件事情呢，我们不仅要仔细去看，而且是仔细去查看，并且这里讲说要时常如此。
But here he said not only we have to looks intentively to the perfect law, which give freedom, but we have to do it all the time, continually.
每个主日早早地来到神的面前，来预备自己的心，来领受神的话。
So every Sunday we have to come before God early and prepare our heart.
每天我们都分别一段时间来安静在神的面前，来读神的话，倾听神的声音。
And every day we have to leave sometimes that we can study God's words and listen to God's voice.
而且很用心地去思考，去默想该怎样行出神的话语。
Also, we want to meditate and ponder God's word. How can we actually obey and practice it?
当我们持续的一天一天、一周一周的这样去做的时候，神说他必在他所行的事上得福。
When we do this continuously, day after day, God said that this person will be blessed in what he does.
耶稣应许行道的人说，这样的人是聪明的人。
And Jesus promised those who practice is a smart person.
耶稣说，凡听到我的话就去行的，就是一个聪明人。
Jesus said, you know, whoever listened to my words and also obey, this is a smart person.
就像把房子建造在磐石上一样。
It's like a person who built his house on the rock.
虽然会遇到风雨吹打、水的冲刷，都不会倒的。
And the house will not be destroyed, even there is a flood or a storm.
但是当人听了神的话却不去行的时候，就是愚昧的人。
But however, whoever listened to God's word and didn't obey and practice, he is a fool.
他所建造的房屋呢，就像建造在沙土上一样。
The house he built was like a built on the sand.
一遇到困难的考验，风吹雨淋就会倒塌。
And the house will collapse whenever there's a difficulties or storms.
盼望我们今天呢，都在神的面前有这些的表现和特征。
So I truly hope that today all Christians can have all the characteristics of a true Christian.
我们心里有这样一个志向，愿意去遵行神的话。
And we have a heart that we are determined to do what God says.
而且是快快的去行，专心的去学习，行出神的话来。
And we are willing to act quickly and focus on His word.
而且是持续的、时常的、坚持去行道。
And also continue to do it.
那接下来呢，这个雅各给了我们三个测验。
And then in the following verses, James give us three tests.
那也是三个具体的应用。
And also this is a three an application for us.
告诉我们怎样渐渐地成长，成为一个遵行神话语的人。
It also showed us the path. How can we grow as a true Christian who can follow God's word?
第一个测验是告诉我们说我们讲话怎样。
The first test is about our tongue, how we speak.
他说若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
27节说，在神我们父的面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Religion that God our Father accept as a pure and the faultless is this, to look after orphans and the widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
第一个，检测我们是否是真正的虔诚的人，就是看我们讲话。The
first test is to see whether we are a true Christian, is to see what words we utter from our tongue.
这里讲说我们要勒住自己的舌头。
Here is indicate that we have to have a tight rein of our tongue.
因为我们讲的话是从心里发出来的。
Because the words come from our heart.
一个人所讲出的话反映出他里面内心的想法。
The words that the one person utters is a reflection of his heart.
一个只顾发表自己的看法却 不注意别人的反应的人呢，不关心别人反应的人，这是反映出他一种心态。So
if one person just keep saying what he wants without the consideration of others or listening to others, it's a reflection of his true nature of his heart.
Yeah, 一种自我为中心的心态。It's
a self-centered attitude.
如果一个人舌头不受控制，想讲什么就讲什么，反映出他的心是不被控制的一种的心。So
if one cannot rein in his tongue, it means that he cannot rein in his heart.
所以这里他实际上是说用勒住，勒住舌头，这个舌头好像一匹马一样。Here
it says have to rein your tongue. You know, it means that here our tongue is like a horse.
所以这是到雅各书第三章，他讲的更清楚了哈，就是说人的舌头像一个马一样哈，因为你要把它那个马用嚼环把它勒住。So
in chapter 3, it's give a better picture. Here it describes our tongue is like a horse. We have to put a bit into the mouth of the horses to make them obey us.
要勒住我们的舌头，就是我们这个人里面有一种能力可以控制我们所讲的话。When
we ringing our tongue means that we have the capability to control the words come from our mouth.
不要让我们这个舌头随便去讲话。So
we will not just lash out the words randomly.
而是要让我们的舌头讲对的话，讲造就别人的好话。So
we have the capability to say the right words, the words that can build up other people.
这种的能力是从神来的。And
this capability comes from God.
是人重生之后的一个表现。It
is a behavior that only born under those born again people can have.
前一段时间我们在读箴言的时候，我们做了一些总结啊。箴言讲了很多关于人讲话的箴言。
In the past, we have studied Proverbs, and we have some conclusion after the classes.
当人的讲话不受控制，讲话过多的时候，会带来什么样的后果呢？
So if someone cannot ring in his town, and what will be the outcome?
第一个后果就是会伤害别人。
Of course, the first one is that the words can hurt others.
箴言12章18节说：“说话浮躁的，如刀刺人。”
The Proverbs 12 says, you know, reckless words pierce like a sword.
我们说话如果不谨慎，随便讲的时候，会在无意当中就让人受伤。
Because when we do not ring in our tongues, our words can hurt others, with even on purpose.
我们常讲说，说者无意，听者有心。
We always say that those people who speak with, you know, without a purpose, but those who listen might take it seriously.
尤其是当我们只顾讲发表自己的看法，却没有注意到别人对你讲话的反应的时候。
So it's dangerous when we only say what we want to say and without considering other people's reaction.
第二个，我们讲话过多的话，不仅是会伤害别人，而且会害自己的。
The second thing is that we are not the, you know, the words cannot only hurt others, it can also hurt ourselves.
我们讲说祸从口出，我们这个。 讲出的话带来的影响会反作用在我们自己身上的。We
always said that the words you speak can bring misfortune to yourself.
箴言13章第3节说：“谨守口的得保生命，大张嘴的必致败亡。”Proverbs
13 said, "He who guards his lips guard his life." But he who speaks rashly will come to ruin.
什么时候我们容易大张嘴巴呢?
So what is, you know, what is the time when we open our mouths?
在陌生人面前我们都很谨慎的。Usually
we are very cautious in front of strangers.
那就是在我们的朋友面前，我们的家人面前，越熟悉的人，我们越容易失去这种的警醒和控制。
However, we are burdened when we are close to our family or close friends. We will lose control.
那常常是在自己家里面，好像就是想讲什么就讲什么。Usually
at home, you just speak whatever you feel like to.
但是箴言提醒我们，神的智慧告诉我们不要这样做。However,
the words from the prophets and also God's wisdoms. Remind us, don't do this.
有人来到教会说这是我们的家。
Some people come to the church and say this is our spiritual home.
没有错，这是我们的家。
Of course, it's true that the church is our home.
我们在这里建造彼此相爱的一种的关系。
And we are here to build a loving relationship.
但是当人不注意勒住自己舌头的时候，你就最容易伤害你跟你周围人的关系。However,
if one doesn't know how to rein in his tongue, he will hurt the relationship with others.
在神的家中，我们当讲造就人的好话。So
in God's home, that we have to speak words that build up others.
一方面是控制我们的舌头，不讲我们不该讲的话。
So on the one hand, we need to rein in our tongue. We should not utter words that we should not say.
另外一方面呢，要引导这匹马走在那条正路上面。
And on the other hand, we have to guide the horse to walk on the right path.
要造就别人的话。
And we have to speak words that can build up others, people.
话多了，箴言说会致贫穷的。
The proverb also said that all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty.
这是箴言14章23节讲的，这里讲的多言，多余的，不该讲的话叫多言。
So Proverb 14 says here, it just, you know, the word that you should not utter, they're just mere talk.
当 我们的话语伤害周围的人，你会发觉好像你的关系变得越来越有限。
So you will find out that when our words hurt others, your relationship also damaged.
好，除了我们勒住舌头讲不该讲的话之外呢，我们要学习善用我们的舌头言语。
So not only we need to rein in our tongue, we also have to learn how to say the right word.
去讲安慰的话，
We want to say something can comfort others.
讲鼓励别人的话。
Something can encourage others.
当有人很迷失寻找方向的时候呢，你帮助他到神的话语里面去找正确的方向。
Something you can help a lost person to go back to God and find the way from God's word.
当人的信仰、信心产生疑惑的时候，你可以帮助他去坚固他的信心。这样的话是我们当讲的话。
So you can say something to people who get confused, to affirm his faith.
用我们的话，用我们的分享去唤醒别人的灵魂。
So we want to use our words, to help other peoples to
但是
wake up.
许多的人生活在危险当中还不自知嘞。
There are many people who live in a dangerous, situation, however, without knowing it.
我们身边有很多好像灵里面沉睡的人，他不自知嘞。
There's a lot of people around us. It seems like their spirits just fell asleep.
我们用福音的真道去唤醒人。
We have to wake them up, with the truth of the gospel.
用我们的见证，用我们的劝告去带人来回到神的面前。
We need to guide them, to turn to God with our testimony, with our word.
那最近我们在一起灵修箴言的时候，李长华长老呢，他写了一篇的文章，就是在箴言里面如何学习责备这件事情。
So, recently we have been learning Proverbs. Elder Lee, wrote an article, tell us how to rebuke people in
因为箴
God's
言27:5-6是这样讲的，说当面的责备强如背地的爱情，朋友家的伤害出于忠诚。
Because in Proverbs 27, it says, "Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses."
那还有好多这类的箴言哈，李长老把它放在一起那个文章写得很好。
Elderly put many similar proverbs in his article, which is very inspiring.
那这种的箴言对我们说话是一个很好的提醒。
And this is a very good reminder to us when we want to speak.
是常常被人忽略的教导。
And this is a teaching that has been frequently ignored.
就是在神的家中，我们应该学习这一种的如何来彼此提醒甚至责备的这个功课。
So in God's house, we have to learn how to remind each other or even rebuke each other.
当然，怎样去责备人需要很多的这个细节上面的学习和注意的地方。
Of course, there's a lot we have to learn in details, when we want to rebuke others.
我们自己的心态呀，
So what is our attitude,
我们
intention?
讲话的那个时间和拿捏的那个分寸呢？
So the timing and how we are, going to present ourselves.
这些都是我们当去注意的地方。
All these details we need to pay attention.
但是在神的家里面，这种彼此的爱心的责备提醒，是神给教会我们弟兄姐妹的一个很大的福气。
And however, this is a great blessing from God that we can actually remind one another and actually rebuke one another in God's house with love.
这是我们在灵里面生命得成长的一个很重要的途径。
And this is a very important path for us to grow spiritually.
所以鼓励大家哈，在我们教会的网站上，你可以找到他的分享和那篇文章。
So I encourage you to do to study Elderly's article, and you can find it from our church website.
这是第一个啊，对我们真敬虔的一个测验，就是要勒住我们的舌头。
So this is the first test for us to ring in our tongue.
第二个，雅各提醒我们说，要看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，要看顾那些穷人。
And the second test is that James reminded us to look after the poor and those who are in need, in distress.
因我们身边那些有需要的人，
We have to look after those who are in need.
有些是物质上的需要，
Sometimes it's a physical need or material need.
有些是心灵上这个关系上的一种的需要。
Other times there might be spiritual need or their need for a relationship.
神把这些有需要的人、贫穷的人放在我们的面前，让我们知道，就是让我们学习把我们的爱能够跟人去分享。
And God put those people around us so that we can learn how we can share our love with others.
圣经里面描述我们的神是孤儿的父。
In the Bible, the Bible just describes God as the father of the fatherless.
吩咐他的子民要照顾他们当中的寡妇。
And God also commands his people to take care of widows.
旧约是这样，新约也是这样。
It is true in the Old Testament and also it's true in the New Testament.
教会被建立起来之后，很重要的一项事工就是看顾穷人的需要。
So after church was built, one of the main mission is to take care of those who are in need.
教会被设立的第一批的执事，就是为了照顾在教会当中那些寡妇们的需要。
So when church set up the deacons in the beginning, their mission was to take care of those who are in need.
约翰一书3:17-18说：“凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄贫乏，却塞住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？小子们呐！”我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
First John chapter 3 verses 17 to 18. Here it says, if anyone has material possession and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with the words or tongue, but with the actions and in truth.
这是神给我们的第二方面的检验，就是要看顾贫穷的人。
So this is the second the task that come from God. We need to take care of those who in need.
第三个，他说我们要保守自己不沾染世俗。
The third task is for us is to keep ourselves from being polluted by the world.
跟这个世界行的方式，不要学着他们的样式去做，
We cannot follow the world.
不向世界妥协，
So we would not compromise ourselves.
保守我们自己在上帝面前的那个纯洁纯净。
So we can keep our purity in front of God.
这个病毒泛滥，我们很小心呢，保护我们自己，不要被病毒传染。
So when the virus is spread out, we know that we have to keep ourselves purified and without being infected by the virus.
那心灵当中，我们更要注意啊，不要受这个世界的沾染。
So it's more important that, in our heart, we should not be polluted by the world.
这个世界充满了分裂、纷争、仇恨，各种各样的敌对，我们不要学他们的样式。
The world is filled with hatred, division, sin. We should not follow their example.
在神的家里，在教会里面，我们可以靠着圣灵的联络，靠着我们重生以后那个共有的基督的生命，可以进入合一的。
And in God's home, in the church, we can be united, through the Holy Spirit.
世界上人做事的方式是党同伐异啊，排斥异己，跟自己意见不一样的，看法不一样，政见不同的，那就好像视如仇敌一样。
So in the world, when people think are differently from you, they usually excluded or hated.
但真正重生得救的基督徒不应该是这样。
But a truly born again Christian should not behave like this.
不仅是爱跟我们意见一样的人。
We should not only love those who think the same as we do.
而且能够爱和接纳跟我们意见不同的人。
We also need to love and accept the people who think differently.
靠着主的爱，靠着从耶稣基督那里来的重生的新的生命，让我们学习爱人彼此相爱的功课。
So by the new life, the born again from the Jesus Christ, we can learn how to love people are different from us.
目的是让神的荣耀彰显出来。
So God's glory can be revealed.
所以做一个总结啊，什么是真正的虔诚呢？
So let's make a conclusion here. What is the true, worship?
真正重生得救的基督徒应该带着什么样的标记呢？
So what is the mark of a true Christian?
真正的基督徒，真正的虔诚是行出所领受真道的这样一个标记。
The true Christian will obey and follow God's word.
表现在勒住我们的舌头，看顾贫穷有需要的人，保守自己，不沾染世俗。
And they can be revealed from three different perspectives. First is a tight ring on his tongue. The second characteristic is a look after the poor. And the third characteristic is keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
我相信今天我们照过这个镜子之后，
I believe today after we look at the, looking at the mirror,
我们每个人都会发觉自己的不足的地方。
Every one of us will discover that there's something we need to improve.
做得不够，我们应该做却没有做出来的地方。
We will find something that we should do, but we have not done it.
重点在于说，当你发现这些的时候，你的回应是什么？
The point is that after you discover all this problem, what's your reaction?
会觉得无所谓，然后过后就重新又回到自己行事说话的方式吗？
Will you feel it doesn't matter? You will just go back to be your old self?
还是愿意现在此时此刻你就愿意在神的面前做一个决定？
Or at this moment you want to make a determination in front of God?
今天神提醒你的地方，
The day the reminder come from God?
你愿意在神的面前做一个决定，靠着神的恩典，圣灵的帮助，从今天开始改变。
So are you willing to determine to change by the power of the Holy Spirit and by God's grace?
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray now.
主，谢谢你对我们所讲的话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the words that come from
you. 也谢谢你在基督里重生了我们。
And we want to thank you for giving us a born again life.
在我们的新生命里面有这样的能力。
So in our new life, we have this capability.
我们可以认出你的话来。
We can recognize your word.
我们里面有一种欢喜，一种快乐来跟随你的引导。
And we are rejoiced to follow your guidance.
但常常我们 心里愿意，肉体却会软弱。
However, more often that we feel that we're willing to do so, but our body is weak.
求你来帮助我们。
Please help us.
加力量给我们。
Give us more strength.
让我们能够遵行你的话语。
So that we can obey your word.
谢谢你，祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray.
阿们。因为这首诗歌呢，成为我们继续的祷告。